This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed part one of the executive planning for 2022. My God, I was about to say 2020. Lord. I hope you guys enjoyed the first part to this episode about executive planning for your new year. Again, if you want to see the full version, ad-free video, then you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. My name on YouTube is my name, Tatum Tamia, to see the full episode. And don't forget to subscribe, watch the videos on the channel, and then you'll also get that notification for when I'm going live, and you can see the episode being recorded in real time. So without further ado, here's part two to executive planning for 2022. Something that has worked for us. Now, as we go through these things, I'm giving you things to do, but also trying to give you some lessons that we've learned in an effort to help, you know, your learning curve a little bit. Something that has worked well for us when it comes to marketing is we always have a platform of focus. You may see us on multiple platforms, but there's always a platform of focus. For years, our platform of focus was podcasts. So yeah, I had an Instagram and I would post, and we had Facebook and other channels. Cool. That was not the focus though. We were there, but that was not the focus at all. Podcasting was, and getting listeners up. Once we got to the point where the show was monetizable and I was making money via ad revenue and things of that nature, then I wanted to switch to a different platform of focus. This podcast has never stopped, but my focus shifted so that I can grow and diversify the company and myself's online presence. So back in, I think it was 2019, 2020. I get my years mixed up, but when we decided to make the switch, I think it was 2019 going into 2020 is when we decided that, okay, now Instagram is going to be a platform of focus because I wanted to get my follower count up to at least 10,000 followers because I knew that would, one, give me features that were going to be beneficial for my business. But then also, I was already an influencer, so to speak, with the podcast and getting ad revenue. But what I realized was that podcast marketing was mirroring social media marketing. And I knew that there was going to come a time, and I'm grateful for being a visionary because the time has come now and I'm starting to see the two meet. But I knew there was going to be a time where podcast marketing and social media marketing were going to merge together. They were running parallel for a while to where companies were either buying podcast ads or social media ads, but they weren't exactly using the same person for both, if that makes sense. So I saw that coming. And so I said, okay, we need to switch the focus then to also now growing our Instagram, because if we get our followers to a certain place, that's going to make us as a whole, as a brand, that much more marketable to these companies. And so that's what we did. Now, Blessed and Bossed Up page is at like 12,000 followers. My personal page is at like 13. So we're at a really good point where we now have these Instagrams of value that we can then take back to the brands and the companies that we work with, in addition to the podcast. Now, again, we never let one go, but the focus changed. And that was a strategic decision based on evaluation. Once we get into the next phase, again, right now we're talking about evaluation, but another phase of executive planning is market research. And so that's kind of where that decision came from. But nevertheless, my advice to you is to make sure you have a platform of focus. It's going to take you longer to grow your audience if you're trying to do it three different places at once. If you try to make TikToks and podcasts and IGTVs and going live here, there, and everywhere, it's going to take you longer to build your audience. Have a platform of focus. And then once you reach the goal with that one, shift to another one. Right now, my platform of focus is YouTube for the same reason that it was Instagram at one point. So one of the things that you'll see us moving into is doing more on YouTube, hence why I'm on YouTube right now doing the record with me. That doesn't mean my Instagram is going to go dormant. We still post on there all the time. I have some content I've been recording all day, and I'll send it to the team to post on the Instagram later on. But now our efforts are going into YouTube because, again, growing our audience here is going to make us that much more valuable to the brands that we work with. It's going to allow us to diversify where we're at. So if podcast goes away, people are able to connect with us on YouTube as well as Instagram. And so that this is going to be our area of focus until we reach our goal. So again, evaluate your marketing plan. Monitor it consistently. If you don't have one, invest in a company that specializes in marketing to come in and assist you. The third place in this evaluation period that I want you to look at in your business is your finances. I don't care if you make $100 or $100,000. Look at your money, okay? If you're in the very early stages, separate your personal finances from your business finances. They don't need to be together. And it's a lot easier to manage your books when it comes to your business early on, because it's not any other activity going on. It's just the transactions that are happening within your company. So you're able to better keep up with them. Separate your finances. This is like step one when you start your business, separate your finances. So for those of you guys who have already done that, what you need to do in this period is to evaluate your P&L statements, which is your profit and loss statements. To give you a definition, if you don't know what that means, from investopedia.com, the term profit and loss statement refers to a financial document that summarizes the revenue, costs, and expenses incurred during a specific period, which is usually a quarter or a fiscal year. These records provide information about a company's ability or inability to generate profit by increasing revenue, reducing costs, or both. Now, a lot of the times we think that we need more money to do things, but most of the time, the money that you need is already found in the money that you're spending. So if you're in a place in your business where you feel like, I need more money to be able to invest in this. I need more money to be able to do, to get that marketing team Tatum is talking about. I need more money to hire my first contractor. I need more money to do whatever. I challenge you to really look at your profit and loss statements and evaluate what can you eliminate in order to find the money that you need. Are you wasting money with anything? What are you putting effort, time, and resources in that's not selling, that you can just simply get rid of and put more time, resource, and effort in the thing that is selling so that you can make more money? But again, or you can visit those expenses to see, where are you wasting money? Revisit a lot of the softwares that you're subscribed to. These softwares grow so much, especially with online businesses, because everybody's competing with each other, right? So if you look at the features, revisit the features of whatever it is that you're spending money on every single month, some you may find that you can eliminate one of your softwares simply by the feature add-ons on another software you're using. A great example of that is we use ConvertKit for email marketing. Something that ConvertKit added this year was the ability to sell digital products. Now, this is very beneficial to us because now if we're selling something to our email list, we can sell it directly from the email marketing platform as opposed to taking the audience somewhere else. And so that's very beneficial to our company. It saves us money. Now I don't have to pay ConvertKit as well as another platform that's going to take a percentage off of the sales or whatever. I can keep it all in one place. So that allows us to save money. So I challenge you to revisit the features even of what you're spending money on and seeing how you can maybe eliminate something or better use something else that you have so you won't need as many softwares or platforms. And also a lot of times these tools integrate to where you won't need both of them, you just need one. So look into that. Also, if you paid for software, let's take your email hosting, for example. If you paid for a year, that will probably save you money as opposed to being month to month. If you paid annually, most of the time with plans like that, you can get about 2 months free by simply paying for the year in advance. That's a way that you save money. Pay for the whole year. Don't just look at your expenses as a month to month thing. Look at how much you're spending a year. You'll find a few hundred bucks in your budget by simply doing that. Something that was really beneficial to us when we did this evaluation period, we were looking at our P&L statements last year as we were preparing for 2021. And something that we realized was we spent a lot of money in fourth quarter on vendors. So like that was around the time that we were spending money on getting the podcast planner done. We were spending money on getting the devotional together. We were spending a lot of money on vendors and different services. And so when we did this evaluation of our finances, we made a decision like, okay, in Q1, we're not spending any money on vendors. Now is the time to put the spending on pause for a second. And because I'm always a big investor. I don't think twice when I need to invest in something, as long as that, you know, it makes sense, it's in line with our goals and I'm going to get a return. I don't care how much it costs, I'm going to buy it or pay for it. But what I realized by looking at our P&L statements was, okay, for at least Q1, let's chill on the spending. And so I went into 2021 not spending, a real frugal, tight purse with everything. And so then once we started, you know, evaluating things even towards like Q2 and Q3, we were a lot farther ahead when it came to our revenue goals for this year, because we made that decision at the end of last year based on what the P&L statement said. So look at your finances, you guys, so that you can make smart, intelligent decisions. When it came to even like, you know, our team, we always come up with creative things. We have a great creative group of people. Even me, I'm always coming up with new stuff, especially as I'm talking to my audience and I'm seeing different problems. I'm like, oh, we could do this, we could do that. But having that rule in place based off looking at our finances, I always ask myself, what do I have to pay somebody in order for me to put this out? So unless it was like digital where we could handle it all in-house, it was not getting created. And again, that allowed us to just be ahead this year with our revenue goals by making a decision from evaluating our finances in those P&L statements. Number four, look at your HR, human resources, and operations. Now, this is where I want you to remember, I am an executive. Remember that affirmation we said in the beginning? Because I don't want you to write me off when I start talking about human resources and operations because you're the only one that works for your company. These things that I'm talking about starts with you right now. And guess what? You're an employee as well. Okay? You work for your company. How is your company culture for you? Is it toxic? Because you wake up and work 24/7? Are you creating a toxic company culture? Are you answering emails at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning? So now people are expecting that of you because you've set that culture up that way. How is your company culture for you? Evaluate your own performance. You can go online and find an employee performance evaluation template. Go get one. Sit down with yourself. Now, again, you have to possess the ability to be objective. And I want you to be objective without being self-deprecating. So when you're doing this, this is not to put yourself down, but this is to evaluate your performance as an executive so that you can do better moving forward for the vision and the company and the purpose that God has blessed you with. This is not an opportunity to beat yourself up, but it's an opportunity to do better. And who doesn't want to grow, right? So go online, find you an employee performance evaluation, and sit down and evaluate your own performance. Evaluate your own company culture.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. As a Black woman, it is just so important to have Black stories and to see myself represented in the media. As a mother of two beautiful Black little boys, it's important for me to show them representations of themselves in the media so that they can be inspired and know that the possibilities are endless for them and their futures, and also so that they can see their stories told. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. Now listen, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. It's not just about the gross, but it's about what we net, what we take home. And NetSuite gives you the perfect opportunity to net more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. With the way that the economy is looking right now, everything costs so much. So when it comes to these businesses, we have to make sure that we are cutting costs and finding ways to save money and boost performance at the same time. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
When I did this, what I realized was that I didn't like the company culture that I had set for myself. And this was big for me because I don't always think too much about the culture as, or think about like employees as myself as an employee, if that makes sense. So this was a mindset shift that I had to make personally. And so I was creating this great environment for my team and they had all these great things to say, but I didn't like the culture that I was creating for myself. I was like just mentally drained. I wear a lot of hats within the company. And sometimes that can be a bit too much to have to transition from the left brain to the right brain, to the frontal lobe, you know, using this aspect of myself and that aspect. Like it was so many roles that I had to basically blend into throughout a week. It was a lot. And so the reason why it became a lot and too much for me is because I created it that way for myself. I had took this time to create a vision and all of that for everybody else, but I didn't value myself as an employee to this company. And so when I did just an evaluation of my performance, I realized like, you know, I'm slacking in some areas. I'm forgetting some stuff. People, you know, are needing things from me and I'm not giving it to them on time. Like, what is going on? And so again, I started to realize in evaluating my own performance that the reason why I was falling short in some areas was because the work environment I created myself was not conducive for me to operate at my best, and changes needed to be made. And so what those changes have looked like so far is that we already batch record like our content or whatever, but something that was really disruptive, so to speak, to my workflow was the podcast, because I don't come on here as an executive all the time. I come on here as your sister in Christ that is encouraging you to grow and be better and continue to seek God on behalf of every area of your life. And so that's a different part of myself that I show up as on this platform, but it's disruptive to me then having to finish that and then go back to doing something in the business, or for me to have to stop something business related to do this. And so what I'm going to do differently is start doing batch recording days for the podcast the same way I do it for everything else. Even now, I've done these interviews where a lot of times the conversations are good, so they run long. So they're two-parters. And so now I'm able to record this podcast on September 15th. That ain't going to come out till at least 2 weeks from now. And this is the first time I've honestly, since maternity leave, have been in this position, because I've created a culture where the podcast was something that I did in real time. And that's just not sustainable now for where things are in the company and how I have to show up to be the best executive that I can be. So remember, you are an employee too. Evaluate your performance. And if there are any areas that you're lacking in, are you creating a company culture that is allowing you to operate at your best, whatever level that may be? A good exercise to do is to create an employee handbook. Right? So you guys can go online. Google is a great resource. You guys can go online, look up a template for an employee handbook, and just use that as a starting point to start thinking about these things, to start evaluating these things. Do you have, you know, something else to consider when you think about your operations is, do you have standard operating procedures? If you were not able to show up in your business today, can somebody come in and do the job? If the answer to that question is no, now it's time to start creating your SOPs, standard operating procedures. Now it's time to start creating your policies. Now it's time to just start documenting how things are done so that you're able to do that. that will take a huge weight off your shoulders because you won't feel like, oh my God, I have to do it because nobody else can do it like me. Create a system to where somebody else can do it like you because you've documented to the T how you do it. So that when the time comes and you can start delegating things off, they know exactly what to do and how to do it. And the last thing I want you to, the last area of your business that I want you to evaluate is technology and equipment. Especially those of us with online businesses, this is very relevant. So not only looking at the technology and equipment as far as expenses go, but looking at it as far as functionality is concerned. When we did this last year, one of our team members said, Tatum, doing all of this editing on these videos and all of this content, my computer is like not operating well. I need a whole separate system or a computer software for Anchor Media. Say less. So now we're able to get, you know, we're able to invest in equipment and we're able to budget for that because we're doing this in advance. Even with videos, we used to record all the videos on like a phone and stuff like that. And so Kyla was like, we need a good camera because we want to present a certain type of way. So we need to up the quality of these videos. I said, cool, send me three options, small, medium, and large, which pretty much means lower cost, mid-tier, and then the expensive one. Send me all three, send me the pros and cons of each one, so, and which one you recommend so we can make an informed decision on how to move forward. And so that's what we did. We invested in a new camera. So like a lot of the videos that you guys see on YouTube and stuff, the quality has improved because we invested in the technology and equipment that was going to allow us to operate at the level that we wanted to, because certain quality was written in our overall vision and strategy. And so our team was able to hold us accountable. And even if it's just you, you're able to hold yourself accountable. No, I say that I want to present a certain type of way. So I need the technology and equipment to do that. If you're a service-based business, what technology do you need so that your process can be automated? These are the things to start thinking about and evaluating so that when you start to plan, now this is phase one of executive planning for 2022, which is evaluation. After you've done all of this, now you have the intelligence, the insight, the data to be able to effectively start crafting your plan for what you're going to do in 2022. So that's it for this week's episode of the podcast. I know that was a lot. If you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to reach out. You could DM us on Instagram at Blessed and Bossed Up or me at Tatum Tamia. You can send an email to the team, admin@anchormedia.com. If there's any questions, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can drop it in the comments. I'll be happy to elaborate or answer any questions that you may have or clarify anything that you need me to clarify. Like, I want us to build successful companies. That's why God gave it to us, so that we can build them out and scale them and truly make an impact for the kingdom of God. So that's it for this week's episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I will talk to you guys next week. All right, YouTube, that is it. I see some of y'all are with me. Hey, to those who I didn't get to say hello to, say something. I can only see if you say something in the chat. Otherwise, I won't know you're here. But if you have a question or anything, let me know in the comments real quick, and I'll be happy to answer them now. Going once. Going twice. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you. Last name artist. I do not like to mess up names, so I'm so sorry. I'm going to call you D. Thank you for hanging out with me, Kelly. Thank you for hanging out with me. Again, if you guys have questions, you can drop them here on the YouTube and I will answer it for you. And this episode will come out in a few weeks. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I'll see you guys in the next video.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.